AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a long, difficult process going through the rubble, looking for survivors of the collapsed condo in Surfside, Florida.
Floor by floor. We're talking about pulverized concrete. We're talking about steel.
151 people are missing. 10 people have died. Assistant Fire Chief Ray Jadala says there is a misunderstanding to think the search and rescue operation should wrap up.
In the end, there's numerous variables and facts. It's not based on opinions. It's not based on time. It's not based on, you know, a specific area you just happen to see on TV that went down. It's based on variables and facts.
Some family members of the missing have been visiting the site. The AP has learned the Manhattan District Attorney's Office met today with lawyers from the Trump Organization to hear an 11th-hour pitch as to why prosecutors shouldn't go forward and ask a grand jury to bring charges. The AP's Jim Mustian reports there has been a 2-year investigation into the Trump Organization's finances.
There's even been speculation that Trump himself might face charges as prosecutors examined whether the Trump Org lied about the value of real estate holdings to lower taxes or obtain bank loans.
Such final exchanges are considered formalities that rarely change the course of an investigation in the late stage, suggesting the grand jury is near a vote. The Supreme Court rejected a Virginia school board's appeal to reinstate a transgender bathroom ban. The court also refused to allow New Hampshire to sue neighboring Massachusetts over an income tax dispute involving people who have been working from home in New Hampshire for a Massachusetts company during the pandemic. There is severe flooding in the Detroit area. Mayor Mike Duggan says it's not over.
We have seen rain projected in the coming days, and we're committed to making sure that Michiganders will have the peace of mind and know that the help that they need will be available to them.
Sections of Interstate 94 are closed for a third day. A record close for the NASDAQ. The Dow lost 150 points. This is AP News. A Moscow court rejected an imprisoned American's appeal against his 9-year sentence for assaulting police officers. Trevor Reed was arrested 2 years ago. U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan spoke to Reed.
He is doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances. He's a remarkable and resilient young man.
Sullivan says they're working to release Reed. Asked about Reed in a recent interview, Russian President Vladimir Putin called him a drunk and a troublemaker. The late John Facenda has won the Pro Football Hall of Fame's 2021 Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award. Facenda was the voice of NFL films.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
John Facenda's speaking style earned him the nickname the Voice of God. John Facenda died in 1984. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.